More than 20 million Californians get their drinking water from the Sacramento Delta. It's a small triangle of land just inland from the San Francisco Bay Area. It's where fresh water from California's major rivers and salt water from the Pacific Ocean meet. But rising sea levels threaten to turn the Delta into a salty marsh, contaminating the fresh water and flooding the homes and farms of Delta residents. As part of our series Climate Connections with National Geographic, NPR's Joe Palca visited the Delta and reports on why this will be a hard problem to solve.
For the past 2.5 years, there's a group of researchers at the University of California, Davis, who've been meeting every Wednesday to try to figure out what to do about the Delta. And the only thing they've been able to conclude for sure is it's not going to be easy.
The Delta of today is not sustainable, even under today's conditions, never mind climate change.
Climate change really accelerates the problems that we would have had otherwise.
It's going to cost us politically and economically quite a lot, about $7 billion or possibly more.
It's pretty much guaranteed that whatever choice we make will be a mistake.
That was geologist Jeffrey Mount, engineer Jay Lund, and economist Richard Howitt. So look, here's the problem. On the one side of the Delta, you've got salt water coming in from the ocean. And on the other side, you've got fresh water coming down from California's mountains. And in the middle, you've got the low-lying Delta land, much of it's below sea level. There's a system of 1,100 miles of these dirt mounds called levees that are keeping the land dry and keeping the salt water from mixing with the fresh water. But the situation is shaky now, and it's only going to get worse. With climate change, sea level will rise, there'll be more rain and less snow in the mountains, meaning more water in the rivers. Lund says something has to be done, because he's certain what will happen if nothing is done.
The levees will fall down, salt water will come in, and you will not be able to pump water from the Delta.
That's it.
Yeah. It in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's Jeff Mount, that the forces arrayed against those levees are inexorable. They will inevitably go.
And that means the fresh water Californians depend on could be lost. And even now there are signs of trouble. Peter Moyle is the ecologist in the group. He says there are constant reminders about how fragile the levees are, including one in the spring of 2004.
This was in a nice June day on a levee that had been inspected the day before. It collapsed.
It was a beaver. Probably a beaver did it. How are you going to fix that?
And the state spent between $75 and $100 million to restore about $22 million worth of real estate.
And it's partly economics that makes raising the levees impractical.
Just to raise the levees 1 inch in this delta costs you more than $100 million in just materials.
But you got to do something to keep up with climate change. There are options, but every solution has its opponents, and any solution is going to be expensive. One possibility is to build something called the peripheral canal.
You mean the peripheral canal?
The dreaded peripheral canal.
Right now, fresh water flows through the delta, but you can capture most of that fresh water before it even enters the delta. And if you move that around the delta, then you wouldn't have to worry if the levees fail. They'd no longer be part of the water supply equation.
That was political poison for more than 20 years. You just simply did not talk about that as an option.
California voters killed the peripheral canal in 1982, largely because Northern Californians saw it as an attempt by Southern Californians to rip off their water. But if the peripheral canal solves the water supply problem, it doesn't solve the flooding problem for the Delta itself. And Delta residents worry that once people get their water, they won't care what happens to the Delta levees.
My name is Marcy Coglanese. I've lived in Rio Vista 40 years.
Rio Vista is on the Sacramento River. It's one of many small towns that are scattered through the farmland of the Delta. Coglanese is the former mayor. Only about 4,500 people live in Rio Vista, and Coglanese says getting the state to pay attention to the levees that keep her town dry isn't easy.
I understand that we are outgunned completely by powerful economic and political forces. And the reason we're terrified of the peripheral canal is that if we feel we're not counting for much now, we're absolutely certain we won't count for anything if that canal is built.
Coglanese says you can't use accounting tools to judge the value of a community like Rio Vista.
We don't have movie theaters. We don't have malls. We have each other, basically. And it isn't fancy. It's plain. But it's a unique part of American life that is gone from almost everywhere. When you travel across the country, everything looks the same until you get to the small towns. And they have an intrinsic value. and need to be preserved and honored.
There is a process underway in California to come up with a plan for the Delta.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is the meeting of the Delta Vision Blue Ribbon Task Force.
The Delta Vision Blue Ribbon Task Force is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's idea. He's hoping it'll help him find a way forward in the Delta. Phil Eisenberg chairs the panel, and Eisenberg is a veteran of these California water wars.
When voters are unhappy, they put measures on the ballot themselves, or interest groups do, and they just pile them on top of each other and have since 1911. And God, at the end of the road, you look at it, and it's not a wonder nothing happens rapidly. It's a wonder anything happens at all.
Eisenberg says California's competing water interests are known as the water buffaloes. You've got the farm industry, the urban water districts, the land developers, the environmentalists. Their biggest concern is that this giant earthquake that everybody's been worried about hitting Northern California is going to come, and that's going to turn the Delta into a disaster area. They aren't really focused yet on climate change.
Global warming is a new kid on the block, and the really funny side effect is to watch all of these water buffaloes acknowledge that global warming's there and then explain that's why their prior positions are now even more necessary than they were before.
For the time being, life in the Delta rolls along.
Hello, Lester. Everything going okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Going good.
That's Steve Mello. He's a farmer in the Delta. Lester is clearing away some brush along the side of a levee protecting some of Mello's pear fields. Mello hates the idea of a peripheral canal, but he predicts it won't be built. Because even if Governor Schwarzenegger decides a canal is what he wants, he won't be around long enough to see the project through.
When he is out of office, the next governor will come in, and what will happen? Depends upon the political whims that are blowing then. It's all about money, and water is money. John Wayne's got a very, very good quote. Yeah. Whiskey's for drinking, and water's for fighting over.
Actually, some attribute that line to Mark Twain, but you get the idea. Joe Palca, NPR News.
On the more general subject of why global warming will raise sea levels around the world, go to npr.org/climateconnections. And while you're there, you can also find the latest climate change features from National Geographic magazine.